Good afternoon and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, it's time for a commentary, and I must say it's the first one in several weeks, and I apologize for that. Like all people, I guess I needed a break. I needed a moment, a bit of time to kind of, I hate to use the word recover, but I just needed to get renewed. And quite frankly, a couple of days ago, a couple of things happened that totally renewed me. So whether you like it or not, I'm back, okay? So let's get going. This new commentary is entitled Nearing Midnight, The Signs of World Politics, dated just 31st day of October of the year 2017. Now, what we are currently observing on the stage of world politics is simply amazing. A never-before phenomenon is taking place right before our very eyes. Now, in just a short span of time, we have now witnessed three virtually unheard-of candidates rise to the very top of their nation's political ladders. The first, of course, was Barack Obama back in 2008 in the U.S. presidential election. You know, quite frankly, we still don't know the man's background. And then this year, we have seen two more rise out of the masses. Emmanuel Macron in France just a few months ago, and just last month, Sebastian Kurz, the youngest ever, in Austria. And then, of course, there's Donald Trump, who won this last U.S. election, which was a complete surprise, took lots of people by shock. But is it really? You know, the bottom line is that in all these recent elections, we have witnessed people from all sides of the political aisle, internationally, globalists, nationalists, socialists, all the humanists, that in the end won't matter one iota, either way. Now, over the past several decades, we have heard more and more prominent world leaders speak of a one-world entity. Now, I want to give you a few quotes here. Here's the first one. Unless some effective world supergovernment can be brought quickly into action, the proposals for peace and human progress are dark and doubtful. That was from Winston Churchill back in 1950. Next, we must work for the establishment of a world authority sustained by moral and physical force. Edward Teller, the guy that helped make the atomic bomb, he said that in the early 1960s. Next, the problem with the world is that it is void of leadership. The world is completely devoid of a major political figurehead. That's David Buick, an English commentator. And finally, this one is amazing. We await a man of sufficient stature to hold the allegiance of all the people, the one who will lift us out of the economic morass in which we are sinking. Send us such a man, and he, be he God or the devil, we will receive him. That was Archbishop Cranmer back in 2011. Wow is all I can say. Just get that. Send us such a man, and he, be he God or the devil, we will receive him. That's exactly what's going to happen, people. Well, now, there is no question that the international political conversation is centering more and more on a one-world governing power. Now, a perfect example of this is what took place at the United Nations in September of 2015, just a couple of years ago, when they introduced this, and I quote, "Transforming Our World, the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development." Wow. They call it basically, in short, the Agenda 2030. I read through most of this novel, and it simply comes down to a plain transition to global government. The following are just some of the highlights of this agenda. Get these. Population redistribution according to resources. Equitable distribution of resources by government control. Zoning and planning, controlling land use. Public land ownership, controlling urban and rural land. Population control, massive abortions, limited birth rates, forced sterilization and eugenics. Megacities with mixed use, high-rise, stack-and-pack, miniature apartments, etc. Redraw neighborhoods to make them more diverse, as dictated by HUD. Plans to manipulate human population in rural areas. Complete education curriculum control. Boy, that sounds like the schools in America today, doesn't it? No borders, no sovereignty. No national language or culture. And here, to me, is the big one. No Christian faith. This is in there. And these are just some of the items on this overall agenda. I wonder if any of you have seen the movie series Diversion. You should. It reminds me of this in so many ways. It's getting crazy out there. Okay. So here's what we do know for sure, people. The world's political scene will soon evolve into a globalist one-world government. We know that. Bible prophecy is very specific on this subject. Revelation chapter 13, 1 and 2 clearly indicates that this government will be given great but short-lived power by the dragon, which is Satan himself. Then in the same chapter, verses 3 through 8, it describes a leader who will emerge on the world scene, Antichrist, out of nowhere to take control of this end-time confederacy. One more. Daniel chapter 7, verse 7 and 8 also describes the coming beast with 10 horns and its leader. The 10 horns are a depiction of a 10-nation or regional confederacy which will represent the primary body of this world government. Now, this is where these recently unknown politicians' elections get interesting to me. First, most Bible prophecy watchmen believe that this 10-nation end-time confederacy will be none other than the currently evolving European Union, which will manifest into the revived Roman Empire. I believe that as well. Now, just for contemplation's sake, take a look at just where these last two virtual unknowns have come to power. Macron in France and Kurz in Austria, dead center in the middle of the EU. Now, I'm not saying that either of these two are the coming world leader, but isn't it fascinating? I think it is. Of course, never mind, I'm not going to talk about that. Like the rest of the world, America 2017 has really gotten strange and more difficult for those of us of faith in Jesus Christ. The spirit of lawlessness has suddenly decided to manifest itself in a very real and tangible way, hasn't it? The complete American ideology, which once was a reasonable human setting for people of faith, has all but vanished. And sadly, going forward, we will see a rapid rise in our persecution as we are seen as the opposition of hate in the public squares. You know, like the prophets of old, the cry of God's remnant cries out to God for a healing of this land. But all we continue to witness is our God being increasingly cast out of the public square, our courts, our schools, and our society. Blatant sin continues its rampant onslaught in the perversion of our laws and flaunts its wicked behavior. Even our mainstream media is rife with pornography and blatant immoral behavior. And tragically, many of our so-called church leaders have fallen into the ways of the world, succumbing to the false gods of this day. And they are mocking our God's very written word and divinity. The truth, Satan has unleashed a violent army of demonic principalities, all in a massive effort to destroy the faith of God's elect, the remnant. Indeed, what we are witnessing is an all-out battle against the faith that claims Jesus as the Christ and Son of God. And may God have mercy on their souls. Okay, I am empty. All I can now do is close with this. Lord, I pray that more and more lost souls will hear your cry in these final closing days before it's too late. Until next time, it's Red.